in the context of the Parks and Recreation, I get a call on my phone. Hey, you like come tell stories to the kids? Well, what kind of kids? Teenage kids. Teenage kids? How many kids you got? Oh, maybe 50. What do you want to do? Take them to the park. Tell them the stories. Yeah, go 2-3 places, huh? You can tell them the old kind, spooky kind. They love that kind. Sure, sounds like fun. Well, so we set up a place where the kids are going to come. I go to the park, and guess what? Not 50, but 250 teenagers bubbling with hormones, breasts pumping, arms stumping, hands inside their shirts, low slung, underwear showing. Eh, you want to tell spooky kind?
Oh, I really like the spooky kind. I hope they're good. Hi, hi, hi.
And the other kind of kid. Go. I tell a set of spooky stories. About 45 minutes, the sun's setting down, things go fairly well, whatever. Now, they've come in these long buses, like school buses. They all pile in. I've got to go to the next place. I get in the bus. What's there to do? We're driving down the road, and guess what happens? A teenager looms over my head and says, "Hey, tell us a spooky story." I said, "Well, I just told you 45 minutes of spooky story." "No, no, no. Tell us a spooky story." I tell him a spooky story. Bus comes to the next park, pulls up, stops. They all start stepping off. It's now dark. We're by Diamond Head, right by the edge of the crater, big giant triangle park. The guy says,
"Oh, sorry, tell you, we forgot the lighting and we got no PA. So you gotta scream in the park and I got one flashlight."
I do what I can. I tell him another set, 45 minutes. By now it's way late. We get back on the bus, back up into Manoa, another place, another time, again, when I get on the bus.
"Hey, tell us a spooky story, huh?"
I tell him a spooky story. Get off the bus, third place, third park, we tell the stories again. Oh, I forgot to tell you. They start the session by giving all the kids a can of Coke and chips. So all the kids are drinking down the drinks and, of course, chips. They're going, which is a great listening environment for spooky stories, of course. Well, I do what I can again. I'm fried. I get on the bus, going back to the park where we began, and what do the kids say?
"Hey, tell us a spooky story."
I'm so tired. I've been talking for close to 3 hours. I turn around. I'm in the front of the bus. The kids are all around me, and I turn around and I say to them kind of casually, "Well, why don't you tell me a spooky story? Haven't any of you guys ever seen a ghost?" Now, in the seat behind me, there's one of these moon-faced Samoan Hawaiian girls. Her face lights up the sky. She's had this great rapport with the kids. But when I happen to catch out of the corner of my eye her face, when I say, "You guys tell me a story. Haven't you ever seen a ghost?" It's like somebody deflated her. She completely implodes in front of me. The kid's in front of me. "Oh, you know, when I feed my dog, sometimes he turns around and it seems like he's talking. Whoa!" Yeah, right, funny.
"Hey, you know what? When I feed my dog, sometimes the wind blows and all the leaves go on the trees. Oh, it's so spooky, man."
Right, right, right. Well, you let the kids talk for a while, and pretty soon they go away. I turn around to the girl behind me, and I say, "So you see ghosts?" And this beautiful, moon-faced girl begins to tell me her story.
"I'm sensitive. Everywhere I look, I see ghosts. When I was a little girl, I seen a ghost in the backyard. I played with them. I didn't know they was dead. My uncle say I sensitive like that. And after he hear that I got the kind, I can see them. Hey, he give my mama the holy water from the church. And she gotta put the holy water onside me every night before I go to sleep for to keep the spirits away from me. Every night my mama take the water and she put them on the tops of my feet, the tops of my hands, and on the third eye between my eyes on my forehead. That's for to protect me. But one night, my mama forget. That night I say goodnight to everybody. I go in my bedroom. I don't remember nothing. But this is a story that they told me. After a couple hours, my mama watching the TV, and she hear from the room all kind hitting and yelling and scratching going on inside my room. She turn around. She go inside. She open the door, and she see me. I in my bed. I wrestling with my blankets. I talking to some people in the sky. I saying, no, 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 no mess with me. Go away, go away. Go away from me. Hey, my mama get all Uji inside. She get spooked out. She go run for the phone. She call my uncle in Waianae. He know about this kind of stuff. She tell her that I in bed all screaming and sweating and scraping at the sky. My uncle hear that and say, "Fool! You forget about the holy water." She say, "Yeah, I forgot to put it on her." "Fool! This bad trouble! Hey, the Opala spirits when live in your house, they come inside a girl. Hey, the spirits is inside the girl. Whoo! Just bad trouble. You know what you gotta do? Hey, you get that girl in the car, you get her on the road, you take the freeway, you come out to me. Nothing I can do from here. Bring the girl to me." She reported that she has four older brothers that are bigger than her, and she was a big girl. The mother went through the house, got the four brothers, they came into her bedroom, and by her own report, telling me this on the bus as we rode back to the playground, she said, "My brothers come around me, but eh, the spirits is inside, yeah? My brother go for grab my hand, I take him, I throw him against the wall, poof! He smack against the wall, oi! Like he made out of paper or something. The spirits is strong." Her mother went next door to the family where there was five males. The five males from that neighbor's house, plus her four brothers, plus her mother, took 20 minutes to wrestle her out of her room, through the house, into the van, close the van. All the men were holding her down. Drove the car. Past Ala Moana Shopping Center, driving towards the on-ramp of the car. They're driving along when what should happen? Suddenly, pshoo, 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 pshoo. All four of the tires of the car blow out. Pull over into the park. One of the boys runs over to the gas station, puts in the quarters, calls to the uncle. "Ooh," says the uncle, "what, the tires wouldn't blow out? This is bad. Hey, this is bad. Okay, you keep the girl in the car. No, let her get out of the car. I'm going to get in my car. I come to you. You and Alamoana Park, hey, I'm going to find you. No, let the girl outside that car." This girl reported that for the next 45 minutes until her uncle came all the way from Waianae into the Alamoana Park, the nine men laid on top of her while she flung them aside, slamming them into the side of the van. Boom, boom. The van's rocking to the side, left and right. And when finally she threw all nine men off her, she reported that her body started to float. Finally, the uncle arrived, opened the door of the van, saw the girl, saw the people playing with her, all nine men sweating to hold her down. He went running through the park, grabbed the top, the chrome, just the tip, the new shoots on the tea plant, grabbed them from one hand, stuffed them in his mouth, stuffed another plant, top of the next tea plant. His mouth was full of this tea goo, chewed up bits. Running to the van, opened the door, said, "Okay, boys, hold her down. This is gonna be it. She gonna buck." Nine men laid on top of the girl. The uncle held her head down, and out of his mouth he spit the green, gooey, pussy tea plant ointment, which then extended into her mouth. And you know, the spirits, the Opala ones inside of me, hey, they cannot stand against a tea plant. They gotta go. And they say, "I swear, I buck, I kick, all kind of voices coming out of me." But sure enough, Bombay, they gotta go. until I just one sweaty girl laying in the back of the van, just all humped over and just all smushed out. And us nine guys is all breathing hard because they've been working so hard. And my mama, she drive the van back to the house. From that day on, every night, me, I put the holy water on the tops of my feet, tops of my hands, my forehead. Then I take one little square of tea plant, put them in my mouth and chew them up good for to keep me clean of the spirits. I what you call sensitive. Bus pulls in. Kids are yelling, "Hey, that was cool. Thank you, Mr. Jeff. Yahoo! Hey, how's it, man? Give me five." Off the bus, they're all stepping in front of me, my heart still beating. The girl with the moon face gets around. She's big. She's going down the steps in front of me. I lean forward on my seat. I go, "Hey, thanks for the story." She stops, looks up at me, and says, "That was no story. That's the truth." And the story that she gave to me that night, I just gave to you.